Watch. All is peace and truth. There is no error, no hatred, no sin. All is love, love for God and man. There abide, for if you abide in love and truth, and truth and love abide in you, no evil can come of it, and the result must be, is health, harmony, heaven. The freedom of the children of God comes from this true consciousness. Watch. Evil is not power, not mind, and nobody has any power to accomplish evil of any sort. Here, stop and dwell on this argument till you realize this truth. Then declare that love is all and in all, in every thought, and all power is in love. There is no other power. Evil is powerless. There is no evil. Hypnotism, theosophy, and esoteric magic have no power to do evil and cannot reverse truth. But life, truth, love have reversed, and they have destroyed all evil. There are no false suggestions, lying arguments, or hatred. These are illusions. They do not exist. I have no fear of them. I am not controlled by them. Divine love is supreme and controls all I think, say, or do. Pray daily, twice at least, to divine love to give you success. Then realize for yourself that love and truth and action on your part, for truth does not work for you unless you work, will give you the victory. Guard reversal. There is no law of hypnotism to reverse God's law. Truth is unchangeable and cannot be reversed. All the following watches are mainly instructional rather than specific treatments. Watch. Dear one, realize for yourself and all each day, clear and strong, that the Christ, truth, does not merely open the windows of heaven for us or promise us heaven, but the knowledge of the Christ in Christian Science is heaven, here and now. This knowledge of truth, as it is taught in science, is heaven's open door for all. Watch. Try to realize the omnipotence of love and life, the inbreathing of His presence. Then turn to and demand of yourself to realize their unreality and recognize your power over the temptation to yield to any such illusion. Watch. Should you awaken from sleep and find yourself in pain, get up, put on your clothes, take yourself up for alcoholism, poison, and don't take them off until you have realized His allness. Conquer the error. Watch. The first thing in the morning, call on God to deliver you from temptation and help you to be awake. Then do your chores, not as a dreamy hashish eater, but with a clear sense of what to do and just how to do it. Then sit down and first get yourself into a consciousness of your power with God, and then take up the outside watch. Sit until this is clear for 2 hours. Watch. God is your only mind. Divine love is caring for you. No mortal mind can stop the functions of being. God holds them intact and eternally. You are awake to the truth. You see it. You realize it. And no mortal mind can hinder you from realizing it. There is but one mind. Truth, life, and love govern all your thoughts and annihilate all that is unlike them. Watch. I want you to take up the watch every 2 hours, as long as you live, or until you can make the right side real to your consciousness. When I work for the weather, everybody wants fair weather, only they believe there will be bad weather, and I only have to overcome that belief. But when malice comes in and declares there shall be storms, then I have a task to overcome that. Now make real to yourselves. There is no envy, malice, hate, nor revenge. God is love, and love is all. All is health and holiness. There is no opposite. Watch. Work every day to know that the belief of impossibility has no power over you. Know that it cannot possibly affect you in any way and can never for an instant hinder your demonstration, whether you are working for health, peace, joy, or any mental quality, thing, or experience. Know that you are conscious of the possibility and realization of all that is good and true. Watch. The thief is ready to rob and steal all treasures. But our master Seth, had the good man watched, his house would not have been broken open. I beg you to watch and pray to this end. You are in danger unless you do. The more useful and prominent you become, the harder the mental robber will work to rob you of good thoughts, a strong purpose, and wise efforts to do God's will. Mrs. Eddy sent this to some of the workers in a time of dire straits. Watch. Remember that the power to heal is gained through peace, wisdom, love, dominion over ourselves, and goodwill toward men. You possess these graces of spirit, or Christ power, only by loving God, good, supremely. After this cometh the recognition of but one mind, which enables you to know there is no power or presence that can resist good, or can prevent your prayers being effectual. While you remain in this attitude of mind, you are obedient to the principle of your being, and naught can hinder your healing the sick and the sinner.